It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the After Show podcast. Hunter!
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
It's good to have you back. Kiki filled in for a couple podcasts while you were gone in Vegas.
It's Vegas.
Not going to strip clubs for some reason. It's the only reason to go to Vegas.
They're expensive. They got to pay for them boobies,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you got to pay for them big old boobies.
Yeah.
All right, well, you obviously... watched the games yesterday. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah, we got back early yesterday in the morning. So our flight was overnight, and we got back at like 7 in the morning.
I got a little
5-hour nap. I didn't want to sleep too much because I know I had to get up early the next day.
Yeah.
But, man, talk about some football yesterday. It was everything I wanted it to be.
That's awesome. Playoff games right there. That is championship games. That is playoff caliber on both sides.
Two back-to-back overtime games,
man. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. Obviously, the first game was the L.A. Rams. Yeah. Against the New Orleans Saints, all right? You got a young coach, Sean McVay, 33 years old, head coach, going to the Super Bowl.
That's insane.
With a very young team.
How do you feel about Goff?
I think he is surrounded by a very good team.
Yeah.
I don't see him as this go-down-in-history type of quarterback.
Yeah.
The Rams are just on fire right now. I'm not saying Goff is a bad quarterback at all, but when I'm thinking of quarterbacks like up and comers, he was never on my list.
He's kind of one of those like behind the scenes, like, I don't know how I feel about him because I almost feel the same way.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got to give the guy some credit.
He's done a great job. He has.
I mean, he ran that offense yesterday like he was going to the Super Bowl.
It's just, you know, when you think about like that upcoming class, you have a guy like Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Deshaun Kizer. I mean, these guys, Goff was never, ever in a conversation that I ever had. And then all of a sudden, they have the LA Rams going just bananas on people.
Well, this is what it is, man. I think the NFL and coaches are starting to figure out the way to win. The systematic way to win games.
Yep. With the way the game is now, because if you go back to, you know, when they started the West Coast offense, you know, you go back to, you know, even the back in the 60s, you had new guys changing things up. You know, it all goes with an ebb and flow.
Well, the game now, you just can't have one phenomenal athlete and expect to go to the Super Bowl.
No.
You know, it's a very systematic game right now. And
Packers are realizing that. You have
to play the game. You have to play the rules, man.
Yep.
And it proves it over and over each Super Bowl. That's why the Patriots are in it nearly every year.
I thought it was because Brady's the greatest quarterback
ever.
He's a
very great quarterback. He's very prepared. But you see a lot of teams kind of taking after that way to play football.
You're learning, and you're seeing new offenses. You're seeing the fact that the Patriots did a flea flicker.
Yeah.
It during a key portion of the game shows that, yeah, you can't just ground and pound and, you know, that running game is not something that it will take you there. And see, like you mentioned.
You know what's wild, though, that flea flicker?
Yeah.
Wasn't just a whim of, hey, let's do the flea.
No, that was planned.
That was in their game plan.
Yeah, they've practiced that numerous times. But you know, going back to what you said is in the way the game is changing and the way the coaching is changing, and I think the Patriots were ahead of the curve with how they prepared for a game. But like you said, you can't just have one phenomenal player, and they're realizing that. And I always go back to the Packers, but the Packers, what did? They relied on Rodgers to get us out of every hole possible.
Can't do that.
And it worked for a while, but as a quarterback ages and as people figure it out, or you get better defenses, you get teams that are, you know, shutting your offense down, you don't have a running game. Look at the best teams right now. They're complete teams.
Yeah.
They have a defense. They have an offense. They have a special teams that you can count on making big plays. That's how you win.
They're just prepared,
man.
The game is definitely different these days. What was I going to say? You know, with the systematic, you know, way to play football these days is just completely different than what it was back in the day. Like when RG3 was playing Michael Vick, you could have a quarterback that could run around the outside and you could win games like that.
It was more of scramble type.
You know what's crazy about Mahomes is he has that ability to scramble.
But he doesn't.
He doesn't.
No, he stays in the
pocket. He doesn't.
Nope.
He knows that the way to win football now is to sit in the pocket, well, and throw the ball.
There was that weird dark time, that horrible time in the NFL where everyone wanted this running, scrambling quarterback. Mm-hmm. They wanted a quarterback that would get them 150 yards in a game. Yeah. Russell Wilson's even stopped as much running as he did.
Absolutely.
And because you realize, one, is a great way to get hurt, mm-hmm. which that was the other two. Mahomes, the one time he went down, he led with his head. I'm like, slide, buddy, for God's sakes.
Yeah, be careful, man.
That's a good way to get a concussion. We saw that with Cam Crybaby Newton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, even though you're a big guy, you're getting hit by big guys, and that's not a way to
protect
do it.
Protect yourself.
And that's one thing I'll always take away from Tom is Tom has never had the legs. Luckily, he's one of the best throwers of the ball mm-hmm. out there. So you don't need a running quarterback, but having the option, like you mentioned with Mahomes.
It's nice.
Rodgers has always been a great runner. Yeah. Russell Wilson, now that he's kind of dialed it back, mm-hmm. he runs when he needs to.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous weapon to have. It's nice having that option. But it's not a league where you can have just a guy scrambling around mm-hmm. and doing all these crazy things. That just doesn't work. You need to have a systematic team.
You know what's wild about the NFL now?
What?
Is it's a game of checkers. Everybody's so good right now. Every possession, I would say
chess.
Chess, checkers, chess. I don't know how to play chess.
It's a game of X's and O's,
right,
man.
You know? But everything is so, like, every possession counts. Every time you touch the ball has a meaning now.
Yep.
I mean, it's so, okay, for instance, Tom Brady gets the ball last night with 2 minutes left.
Yep.
Think that was planned? Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. They know if Tom... Actually, I think they wanted to have less time than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They give Tom Brady the ball with a minute and a half, you're probably going to win.
You're going to march down, and if not win, you're going to tie it up.
It's planned out. Yep. I would almost go out on a limb and say that New England let the Chiefs in the end zone with that much time left.
See,
I'm not going to say that because it's hard, because you never want anybody to score because you don't know what happens.
Yep.
But giving Tom Brady the ball with 2 minutes left mm-hmm. is a pretty damn good game plan.
Well, and it's also, you look at any time a team, and Patriots are, what was nice is the Packers actually did it a couple times this year, going for it on fourth.
Right.
I love that. I do too. And also what you see it is, when you see a team, a defense controlling mm-hmm. the opposing teams, the team's defense who's doing the best work, they're going to go for fourth, especially if they're in the other team's territory. And they went for fourth, and they were on like the 42.
Yeah.
But they knew that their defense had a really good chance of slowing them down. They had a lot of field to cover, mm-hmm. and that is planned precision. It really is.
So you're the coach for the Chiefs, yep. right? There's about 2 minutes left. You're in the red zone. You score to go up by three. Do you score with 2 minutes left? Or as a coach, do you say, hey, let's run out some time. Let's not give Tom the ball with 2 minutes left.
I'd run out the time.
I think I would too.
I'd run out the time, man.
You know, 2 minutes is way too much.
No, in the NFL with quarterbacks like Brady, quarterbacks like Breeze, quarterbacks like
Mahomes,
like Rodgers.
Mahomes did it like 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll keep seeing that. But they practice that 2 minute drill almost to the point of just pure memorization.
Boom, 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 boom.
They do that. There's a reason why they have the 2 minute drill.
Right.
I mean, and you think about how many at 2 minutes, clock stops. Mm-hmm. Do a break. It's almost like a reset. And there are teams that literally, every team, if you don't have a good 2 minute drill, you're failing as a team. Yeah. And the Patriots do it better than most. The Packers do a great job. Mahomes did a fantastic job.
I just think the key right now in the NFL is having an answer for every single situation. Yep. And it's crazy, the pregame plans that they go through now. So every down and distance and situational score. If we're up by five or if we're up by seven, we're going to do this. If they line up this way.
Yep.
You saw it last night. Patriots do it all the time. I love it. They run motion. Motion shows what they're doing. If they're man, if they're running zone. And boom, third and nine, we're going to do this play. Third and three, we're going to run this play. Third and boom, with 2 minutes left, we're going to run a flea flicker.
Yep.
You know, all of that is ready. Mm-hmm. It's like they have an answer in their pocket for everything at any given time.
I couldn't imagine the prep going into that.
It's insane. They got to have 10 people just solely just for that.
Yep.
You know, if it's third and three in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left,
we're down by this.
What are we going to do? Yep. Boom, they have like two options.
It's nuts.
Know?
It's absolutely nuts.
And you know what would be extremely interesting? I talked to you about this earlier. Mm. If we could hear the audio from the box to Brady's helmet.
Yep.
which they'll never disclose. That,
No.
But that is so interesting to me. What they're telling him in his helmet. Regardless, he doesn't really need it because he's basically a coach on the field.
But they're also seeing stuff.
From up top. Yep. So they're letting him know, hey, Gronk's one-on-one on the outside.
Yep.
They're going to double Edelman. Put it over the top to Gronk.
Yeah.
You know, he knows that on the field, but it's just like the assurance.
Yep, you got guys there, and that's why, you know, having a good offensive coordinator to relay, like, look, we got to get – and the offensive coordinators, dude, they – I give them – I don't think they get enough credit. Yeah. It almost – people think it's just the head coach or the quarterback. No, you got an offensive coordinator there that is literally planning and scheming and just – and telling the head coach, no, we need to do this. Challenge that. Do this. Do that. I mean, it's just – it's such a – just such a well-oiled mechanism with some of the teams like the Patriots and the Chiefs and everything like
you
that.
You know, a really, really big advantage that the Patriots have is their offensive coordinator is throwing the touchdowns.
Yep.
He's on the field playing.
Yep.
You know, it's insane what that program does. You know, I will say, though, you know, obviously I'm a Patriots fan. If they don't win that coin toss in overtime, they lose.
I think
Whoever wins that coin toss last night wins the game.
With those two teams, absolutely. And I will say, and this is just taking a little bit away from the Chiefs because the Patriots did a very good job and they were playing tight defense. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been a little bit harder for the Chiefs. Like when the Patriots won, I honestly thought that's it.
Chiefs
that's the
at
game.
Least get a field goal.
That's what I would say. Score, I don't know. That's tough to say, but when Brady gets that. I just knew. I honestly
I think everybody
knew.
Did.
Yeah, it was like, all right.
It's that vibe. It's
here
like,
you go.
Okay, here we go again.
He's done this how many times? The Patriots have done this how many times in this game?
And
you
that
know?
Last drive, they didn't skip a beat.
No. And the fact that they converted three times on third down, three big third down conversions, that final drive in overtime.
You know,
then ran the ball in.
Yeah, ran the ball in.
Good God, it's the insane. Cojones to just go, no, we're running it down your throat.
I take that bet. Back saying they didn't skip a beat because there were a few calls there. The offsides got them out of a trench there.
Yep.
You know, they would turn the ball over without that offsides call. And then there was another call that went the Patriots' way that helped them out. I can't remember what it was, but there were two calls at the very end of the game where it's like, dude.
Yeah.
You know? Wow. It could have gone the other way like that.
Yep.
You know.
Well, it was a great game, and like we mentioned before, I don't think Chiefs fans have anything. I mean, it sucks because you want to go to the big game.
You don't have anything to be upset about.
But you know what? You're going to have probably a fantastic year again next year. Obviously, the Patriots going to the Super Bowl, taking on the Rams. I didn't watch the Rams-Saints game. I honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. But
felt bad for Breeze, man.
I do too, man. The guy is just such a great quarterback. They were actually picked to go to the Super Bowl this year at the beginning of the year. Everyone said it's going to be the Saints year. Yeah. They're going for sure. And for it to come down to a 57-yard field goal.
He kicked it through with ease.
Just
with ease.
Gone. Donkey out on the field. Just
dead center.
Yep.
And he still had like 10, 15 yards left. Dude, he could have booted to 65.
Yep. And in that situation of a game, crazy. I will say, though, it would have been a totally different outcome. Can't say a guarantee, but that call.
It's you can bitch about it all you want.
It is, and that's the human element of football.
That's the part. You can't review it. You know, the ref was in a hard spot. You couldn't really see.
Yep.
You know, you can't really blame the ref.
No,
If people want to.
I can't believe that someone else didn't see with the other. Because, unfortunately, I'm trying to think of what angle he would be at where that wouldn't look like pass interference.
Even if the other ref came flying from the other side, can you change the call? I mean, how much time do you have to change it?
I don't know. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
Like, is there a rule on that? Like, hey, you know, incomplete, and then 10, 15 seconds goes by and somebody else comes and talks to you. Can you be like, oh, but there was a pass. Yeah, you can't do that.
No, I don't think you can. Here's, like I said, going back to that, and we won't dwell on this because it is over and done with, which I'm sure, you know, Saints fans are just livid about. When you watch the replay, I just want to know where, because I don't think from any angle that wouldn't look like a pass interference. I mean, that was a helmet-to-helmet contact hit. He never once turned around to look for the ball. And, I mean, it was just, it's not like the ball was uncatchable either.
I think he was, he wasn't.
I mean, was he backside, like, near the.
Yeah, he was sideline, and he wasn't in direct eyesight with the QB and where the QB threw it. So, you know, the direct line of the throw, he was behind it a little bit. So the angle he saw, if you paused it, he would see the ball, the defender, and the receiver all in one group.
All in one group,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you couldn't really tell at that angle that it was as obvious as it was.
Now, what's a bigger issue, the pass interference or the helmet-to-helmet hit? Because he led with his helmet. Everything I've seen has been that guy was helmet forward to helmet, not towards the body.
I mean, either or, really. And you know what? If you watch the replay, you can tell the defender walks up. You'd celebrate, you know, because it was a third and something or fourth.
That was a clutch play.
Even after the play, you could tell the defender gets up and is like, "Damn it!"
Yeah.
You know, you could tell, like, he knew what he did.
Yep.
You know, and then when he saw the ref not throw anything, he went over to his defender and was like, "Yeah, all right, let's go.
Yep.
You know, so it's like even the defender knew.
Yep.
You know, but it's just, you can't blame it on the ref. No. He was in a bad position, and it happens. And it's what you say, it's the human element of football that doesn't need to leave the game.
No. And that keeps, you know, and it sucks because you're not always going to, I have seen numerous games where a call doesn't go your way. For any team you root for, it happens. Yeah. It happens. It can cost games. No, but also, too, does one play, I mean, maybe the Saints could have done something different. They could have had an offsides penalty earlier on in the game that would have changed. You know, there's all sorts of things. But it is the human element that we've always had in football. Mm-hmm. And you think about it now, we're spoiled now because we have instant replay. The fact that they have challenges now, I mean, granted, that's been around for a while, but they didn't have that back in the day. You think about in the 60s and 70s, they didn't have instant replay.
Yeah, and think about it. Even with instant replay now, sometimes you got to watch it 8, 9, 10 times to make a decision.
Yeah, there's times where I'm like, all right, just make the call.
Like the Edelman kick.
Oh, yeah, the punt return. Oh, my God.
I mean, you had to look at all four angles individually to know that he didn't touch it with his hands.
Yep. And think about it. Take that back 30 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's what the ref wants to call.
It's what the ref would have called. We never would have seen the different angles that we did.
I think we can all agree, though, that yesterday we can bitch and we can talk and we can say, you know, whatever we want to say about the football yesterday. But you have to admit, it was one of the greatest football weekends I have ever seen.
Oh, absolutely. As far as championship games are concerned,
man, that was epic.
I'm hard-pressed to think of some better ones in the recent past.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
God, it was just so great.
Two back-to-back overtime games, man.
Awesome. Unbelievable.
Awesome.
Yep. So now we're just waiting for the Super Bowl. Patriots taking on the Rams.
I hope it's like it was this past weekend.
Yeah. I think it will be. I think it will be. I think it'll be a good game, but my money is on the Patriots, unfortunately.
That's a safe way to bet.
That's a safe way to bet. Yep. But I hope the Rams win. I do.
You just want to.
I hope Brady gets broken in half.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to ask you during the podcast.
Yeah.
So answer me this. What is it going
to. Riddle me this.
Riddle me this. What is it going to take for you to finally admit that Tom is the greatest of all time? What does the guy have to do left?
If he ends with the highest passer rating of all time.
You'll never let that go.
If he never throws another interception and somehow beats the touchdown interception ratio.
Okay.
Here's my thing. I am pure the greatest quarterback in that.
Who is it then? If it's not Tom Brady, who is it?
I won't even say Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the best thrower of the football. And again, that's purely
Who's
numbers.
Who's the greatest quarterback of all time?
I don't know if I could ever answer that. Because you look, go back to different times. Bart Starr right now has the highest passer rating in postseason football.
Yeah, it's Bart Starr. He was playing in like what, 19?
But he still had the highest passer rating.
Dude, people were smoking on the football field.
It doesn't matter. But if Brady
is playing during the greatest time and era of football has ever seen, the greatest players that have ever played the game.
He's also played more games than Bart Starr, and he still doesn't have a better passer rating.
That's
what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that every quarterback brings something to the table that I don't know if there's one that could be considered the great. Michael Jordan I think baseball and football is and basketball is a different thing.
So if
Michael Jordan
has one championship, is he still the greatest?
No.
Absolutely
not. But again, though, too.
Because that's what you need. That's the ultimate thing that everybody plays football for is to get to the NFL.
But it's
not. To get to the Super Bowl to win the Super Bowl.
It's not just Brady, though. That's the greatest team.
Why not? We're talking about greatest quarterbacks.
I don't think you can say there is one. That's why I don't think you can say there is one.
I disagree.
I don't think you can.
I think it's plain. It's out there. I think everybody's starting to come around to finally realize that he is.
I will never, because you take
I'm
away Belichick.
I'm not only saying that he's the greatest quarterback of all time. Yeah. I'm saying in comparison to sport, he's better than Michael Jordan. He's better than Muhammad Ali in boxing. He's better than Mike Tyson. He's better than Michael Phelps in swimming.
What?
Yep.
You are it. Now you're high. Now absolutely. I know you're high. Now absolutely. I know you're high. For God's sakes,
Michael,
no.
Dude, Mike Phelps is a swimmer. He swims fast. Sweet. He's not getting blasted. He's not. He doesn't have to worry about 300-pound guys breaking his leg.
You are high right now. Are you kidding me? What?
But Michael Phelps gets to eat McDonald's, you know, 10,000 calories at McDonald's
a day. Yeah, because he burns so much because he's swimming. That's one of the hardest physical activities you can do.
No, it's not.
He's a goddamn dolphin.
Dude, he's terrible.
You are high.
He's nothing compared to
Brady. You are high.
Why? Because he has so many championships? There you go.
No, because he's the...
There you go.
No, he's
why
the...
Why is he better? Because he has so many championships?
No, because of the records he broke. Because of the
championship.
Fact that... No, because
world
of the
records.
Because of the records.
Brady's breaking world
is,
records.
No, Phelps is by himself in the water. Brady has Edelman and Hogan grabbing one-handed... making one-handed catches.
Just admit it.
Oh, God, never.
Just admit it.
You are the dumbest man I've ever met.
It's the third year in a row he's in a Super Bowl.
And he lost the last one.
He's played 2.5 extra seasons of just playoff games.
And he doesn't have the numbers to show. No.
You know why you're wrong? You know why you're wrong?
What?
Because you don't have an answer of who is the great. There's got to be somebody.
No, not in that, because every quarterback brings something different.
You know what? That's a cop out.
No.
That's a way of saying I don't want to admit that he is. That's basically what you're saying.
No, because there are quarterbacks that outperform him. You're saying a guy that can barely run the ball as a quarterback. You're telling me that doesn't mean anything?
All right. Here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yeah.
All right. Somebody has a gun to your head. All right. And they're like, all right, we need somebody that's going to guarantee you a championship. You get to pick anybody you want.
It ain't going
to
be Brady.
Why?
No. Now, if you tell me, give me a team.
Statistically.
If you tell me, give me a team, absolutely the Patriots, the team right now. But that's Belichick. That's an amazing.
That's
Gronk.
Out.
That's Gronk, that's having one of the best tight ends out there.
So you're saying Aaron Rodgers doesn't have anybody?
No. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on.
His defense was. When you got a defense that's averaging 24 points allowed against them. Come on now. Come on now, Hunter.
Just admit it.
Never.
Everybody else is.
No one else is.
Everybody is.
No, only Patriots fans are.
Sports analysts that hate Brady are finally coming around being like, dude, I, you can't not admit it.
No. It's because it's not true.
The only way you cannot not admit it is being ignorant and hating Tom Brady and the Patriots because they're so good.
I think Tom is an amazing quarterback. I think he's an amazing guy.
I think
he gets a lot of crap because of the success he has. But I will go to my grave saying, put Brady on the Bengals. You think he's going to have the career he had? Put Brady on the Browns. Is he going to have the career he had? Absolutely not.
He's going to make the team better.
Yeah, make the team better, but not to that caliber. Not even close to that caliber.
Probably pretty close.
No, not even close.
Oh, for sure.
Not even close.
For sure.
There'll be a better team.
You think anybody will ever have 5 Super Bowl, possibly 6? Do you think that'll ever happen?
I think so.
I think
it could happen.
Somebody will get 5 in their career. Do you think somebody's going to get 6 Super
Mahomes
Bowl rings?
Mahomes almost got to the Super Bowl his first year starting.
Yeah.
I bet you Mahomes blows Brady's records out of the water.
You know what? He's the only one that I could say that, yeah, possibly. Maybe. If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Mahomes.
So Mahomes is the greatest then?
No, he's not.
A possibility. I think in the future, yeah, he's going to be. And the way the game changes, too, and that's also the hard thing. Because
you're
going to
sit here and say that Mahomes is better after you rip it on Mahomes the whole season? See, look at you. You're desperate. He's desperate.
Yeah, I'm just.
He's reaching.
He's on the ropes.
He's going to get knocked out. And it's all over.
I will never. I will never. Because just when you look at the basics of it, no, it's Brady is one of the best
the
to ever play.
The basics of it.
He
say
is
that he's
one
the
of
best.
The best. But no, he's not the greatest ever. He is not.
I can't wait.
And it all comes down to.
We got 2 weeks until the Super Bowl happens, and I'm going to give you facts. I'm going to do some studying. And I'm going to throw it in your face.
You can't even count past 10. You'll be lucky to be able to read this.
Fine, I'll have it right in front of me.
Say this. Read this.
I'll have somebody read it for me if I have to.
I'm excited. No, we'll do this. We'll have this conversation. Because I just can't wait to see the look on your stupid face.
I guarantee it.
Yeah?
By the end of this, I'll say by the end of the first week, I'll have you convinced that he is the greatest of all time.
No way. Never going to happen.
I will.
Never going to happen. All right, you heard it here first. Hunter's a moron, and...
No, you're jealous.
Jealous.
Brock is jealous.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous of Tom Brady.
Because he's cheering for the wrong team.
You see that stupid coat Brady was wearing when he left?
It was awesome.
Was that an Ugg coat? Good God. Yeah. Him and his Ugg boots.
He looks so hot, bro.
He looks like Giselle dresses him. That's what it is. All right. This went way longer than I thought it was going to go, for God's sakes. Yeah. Don't forget to check out more on our website, WIRX.com. I tell you, you won't find any Brady crap on there other than this podcast. I might as well not even post.
He's too busy winning. That's
too busy.
Why.
Winning. Always make sure you explore. We got a lot of great stuff. You can hear stuff from the Plan B Morning Show. It's all on there, the Plan B Morning Show Diaries. And, of course, make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., mm-hmm. 107.1 FM dial. And, yeah, I'm sure people are going to be sick of us by the end of this. They're going to be sick of us.
You know what that is?
Your date for a Saturday night?
Close.
It's a cute goat. That's a cute goat. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.